Fight on! Fight on! Somehow, it seems as though on every tour we span the United States and we always end up in the great state of Texas right at the end. Saving the best for last, my friends, the best for last. We always feel so loved and cheered on by you all. So we are kids in a lolly shop to be with you tonight. Kids in a candy store. Little translation. You know, the fact that you would grab a friend or a spouse or a loved one and come and put petrol in your cars and gas in your cars and come and spend an evening with us, I want you to know how much it means to us. So thank you for gracing us with your presence. How about my little brother Luke, everyone? Would you give him a cheer?
Oh man, Texas is very, very near and dear to our hearts, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
We have one of our players actually is from your great state of Texas. Yes, and I tell you what, I feel particularly close to you guys up here, right down here. You guys are good folks right here.
How are
you
guys doing? You guys good? These are good people over here.
And the ship crew, how are you guys all down here? You guys doing all right? But the people that I really want to go say hello to are these folks in the back right there. Those are the ones that I hope to just go and play this next song in the audience for you guys. You guys cool with that?
All right, here we go. Fellas.
Here we go, come on.
Until we get all the way to the back of the room. Again, you take that side.
Let's go.
I'll take this side.
Here we go.
Sound stones, broken bones, truth hurts, yeah, you know. You tried, backfired, you and your busted soul. Lost love, sit back, tough luck, yeah, off track. Rain clouds on your head, everywhere you go.
Tears come with Joe, follow,
follow.
Like lightning in the rainbow,
rainbow.
Like darkness in the day show,
day show.
Yeah, the best is yet to come.
Oh, so never, ever, 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 I will give up. I never, ever, ever give up, no. I never, ever, 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 ever give up. I never, ever, ever give up.
Never give up.
Gravity pins you down. Find your feet, yeah. Stand your ground. Set your eyes on the sky. Stronger than you know.
Tears come with you. Follow,
follow.
Like lightning in the rainbow,
rainbow.
Like darkness in the day show,
day show.
Yeah, the best is yet to come.
So never, ever, ever, ever give up. Never, ever, ever give up, no.
Never
ever, ever give up.
Never give up.
Never give up. Don't you ever give up, no, keep your head down. You're so much closer than you know right now. Don't you ever give up, cause it's turning around. Don't you ever give up, no, keep your head down. You're so much closer than you know right now. Don't you ever give up, cause it's turning around.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. Let's take a selfie, my lady, right here. You got your camera handy there? How you doing over there, little brother?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you guys back here? You guys good? Oh, it's good to be with you.
Oh, that's good. We've got it. All right.
Never, never surrender. Never, never surrender. Never, never surrender. Never surrender. Never, never surrender. Never, never surrender. Never, never surrender. No, never, ever, 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 ever give up. Never, ever, ever give up. No, never, ever, 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 ever give up. Never, ever, ever give up. Never, ever, ever give up. No, never, ever, ever give up.
beautifully done. Give yourselves a hand.
So in our line of work, we obviously, we travel a lot. And there's times where you just desperately miss your families. And in particular, when you really, really miss your spouse. And I found myself overseas a couple of years ago, and I was missing my wife. And these were the words that came to me.
She was holding on so tight. But why did we still have to say goodbye? She's all alone tonight. There's nothing I could do to make it right. Is it ever gonna be, ever gonna be brighter? Is it ever gonna be, ever gonna be easier? Hold her tonight. Oh God, would you hold her tonight? 'Cause I left there to stay close, keep watch, tell her she's not alone. Hold her tonight. We're apart but not alone. My love for her is more than she can know. A secret place only we can go. We love for we will hope until we're whole. Is it ever gonna be, ever gonna be brighter? Is it ever gonna be easier? So hold her tonight. Oh God, would you hold her tonight? 'Cause I'm not there to stay close, keep watch, tell her.
If you have a loved one near you, would you reach out an arm, show them that you care? And if you're on a first date, here's your chance.
Steady on, my love. Steady on, my love. Steady on, my love. Steady on, my love. Hold her tonight. Oh God, would you hold her tonight? 'Cause I'm not there to stay close, keep watch, tell her again she's not alone. Hold her tonight. Hold her tonight. Oh God, would you hold her tonight? 'Cause I love this too. Stay close, keep watch, tell her she's not alone. Stay close, keep watch, tell her she's not alone. Hold her tonight.
That's good. Hello, my name's Joel. Hello. And I'm a recovering control addict. Emphasis on recovering. Do you have any control freaks in the audience? Control freaks? Okay. I mean, it's not, Jenna shouldn't be that proud of it. She's like, yes, me. I am. Pick me. Like, you know, The other night someone was like, he is over here. I was like, let me know how that one works out for you. I like boxes, right? I like order. I like symmetry. And to any artist out there, you know, that kind of flies in the face of the motif of being an artist. Being a musician particularly, it's all about going with the flow, sing a little kumbaya. So we were in our hometown of Nashville. And put it in this framing for you. If you've got like a monumental birthday, you're getting married, some major event in your life, that's what it's like for us. You only get to play your hometown a couple times in your life. And the morning of the show, we're coming in from Chicago, the morning of the show, our bus breaks down on the side of the freeway for 7 hours. You could, you know, I was sleeping in my bunk and you could feel and hear the trucks just going by you. Needless to say, none of us really slept. Our tour manager Chico and our brother Josh, our general manager who's here, they took off 100 miles each way, got a U-Haul and a 15-passenger van. They came back, and there we were at almost midday, the day of the show. We were unloading all the band gear that you see behind us onto the U-Haul, mom, dad, my godson, me, and then we took off to Nashville. Needless to say, we got there just before the show. And on top of that, like logistically speaking, nothing could go wrong here, right? Like moving screens and all the rest of it. And not much of the production really worked that night. The crowd was really gracious and everything, but man, I took it hard. It knocked me off my feet. I was so disappointed. It was like rain on your wedding day. And I had to kind of grapple with it, as I have through the years. And I think it's this. I think we have this illusion of control, don't we? Maybe more now than ever in the history of the world. You can have what you want, when you want it, how you want it. And yet there are so many things that are beyond us. The grandeur every morning of the rising of the sun. Most everyone around you, you can't control them. Down to the next beat of your heart, my heart, cannot control it. And yet, man, we try. I try. But the question I pose to myself most days and to you is this. Is true happiness and solace and joy and peace and satisfaction in life found when we try and contort and manipulate ourselves or those around us or God? Or, on the contrary, is it found when we open our hands, we take a deep breath, we slow down, and we release control? You asked me to let go, but I thought I knew better. Afraid of surrender and what I don't know. I've always had a plan, but now I'm so weary. I can't see clearly, forgot who I am. So won't you make my eyes, my ears, your tears. And won't you make my hands, my feet, your feet, my dreams, your dreams. I've still got some questions, still fighting the tension. I need some relief. No, I'm no Superman, this is my confession. Been learning my lesson, help me understand. So won't you make my eyes, my ears, my tears. And won't you make my hands, my feet, your feet, my dreams, your dreams. I keep up control.
my voice and sing. Yeah, it is all I got left to bring. I will raise my voice and sing. I will raise my voice and sing. I will raise my voice and sing. Yeah, it is all I got left to bring. I will raise my voice and sing.
You've friends. Let's forgive again. I'm reaching out to my sweetest friend. Can we start again?
our souls are nearer tonight. Just a little sweeter, a little deeper. Our souls are nearer tonight.
Just a little closer.
People ask us about this phrase, burn the ships. We're like, what does that mean? You know, you have this song that's called Burn the Ships. You have this tour, this album. You've got this stage that looks like the bow of a ship. We've got these LED sail things. You know, what's up with ships, you know, and why are you trying to burn them all the time? You know, that type of thing. And the story actually starts in Texas. We were in Austin for a show. And my wife called me, and it was a fairly frantic phone call. She said, "Look, I need you to come home." And up until that point in doing music, I'd never received that phone call before. And I said, "Okay, well, you know, what's going on?" She said, "Well, I've been taking some medicine, and I just can't stop taking it. I need you to come home, and we need to deal with this together." And so I got on the next plane home, and I come in the back door, and I see Courtney, and I said, "Honey, I mean, are you okay?" And she said, "Well, I'm okay right now. But in a few hours, things are going to get really, really difficult." And sure enough, a few hours later, I saw her hands begin to tremble. And she started saying things like, "Luke, I know the doctors don't want me taking any more of this medicine, but what if I just take one more pill to get me through the night? And what if I just take one more pill?" And it was at that point that I realized, you know, we had a problem. And so the next day, we went to a mental health facility. And we arrived at this kind of strange-looking building. We get into the waiting room. There was nobody else in the waiting room. And eventually a nurse comes and says, "Courtney, will you come on back?" We both got up to go. And as we got close to the door, they looked at me and they said, "Luke, you don't get to come for this. You know, you're going to stay out there." And there was just something about not being able to journey through that difficult moment together that made us both feel so isolated and lonely. And she came out a little while later and she said, "Luke, they're recommending intensive therapy." And so that's what we did. I would drop her off at 9 a.m. in the morning and pick her up at 2 p.m. And we did that for a few weeks. And after that few weeks, the doctors came to us and said, "Hey, you know, Courtney, you've shown such a remarkable recovery and improvement. You don't need to come back here anymore. You're discharged. You're free to go. You're on the right trajectory. You know, keep it up." And we were home one evening, and she had this bottle of pills in her hand. And she said, "Luke, I need to go and flush these pills because these pills represent so much shame and so much guilt in my life. I just need to watch them leave one by one." And I was reminded of a story about an explorer who went to a foreign land. And when he arrived on the beaches of this foreign land, he said to his men, "Hey, we're going to go explore the horizon. We're going to see what this land has for us. We're going to see what's over the mountains." And after he'd finished explaining this to his men, he realized that none of his men wanted to follow him there. They just wanted to return to what was comfortable. They wanted to return to what was familiar. They just wanted to return to the palm. And so this explorer waited a few more days and he called all of his men back onto the shoreline again. He said to his generals, "Hey, I want every single soldier on the beach." And once they were all accounted for, he gave those generals the command to burn the ships. Because he said, "We're not going to retreat. We're not going to go back. We're not going to live in the past. We're not going to get stuck. But we will force ourselves to see what is in our future, and to see what this land has for us, and to see what is over those mountains." And for my wife, when she took those pills and she flushed them, that was her moment of burning the past. And here's the deal, for some of us here tonight, you might say to me, man, look, if you just knew the things I'd walk through, if you just knew what was said and done to me as a child, you understand why I'm locked up. If you just knew what my father said to me or my mother, if you just knew what my boss has done, you understand why I'm stuck in the past. You'd understand why I'm not even sure I desire a future. And here's what I would say to you. I would say to you this. I'd say, go. Go. And burn the chefs.
Yeah. fry the world to sound asleep and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Body, body, body sees you. Body, body believes. Every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Body, body, body sees you. Body, body believes.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how's killing you.
Let me hear you.
Just wanna sing the blues. Feels like a stops. Feels like it's never gonna. I gotta get that fire, fire back in my bones before my heart, heart turns into stone. So will somebody please pass the megaphone? I'll shout it on the channel three. Ocean, I pray tonight. I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice. Let me testify. Ocean, I pray tonight.
Thank you so much for doing this. Until we meet again, God bless you. Good night.